Our guest analyst this afternoon, U.S. commodities market analyst Dax Whittemeyer. Dax, seeing a grain market led by wheat here today.
I think what you're seeing is a little bit of unwinding of spreads in the wheat. Funds have been short wheat, extremely long the corn market. Might be seeing some positioning there. We're going to push the wheat, but also with the cold snap that's coming in the Midwest and in the plains, giving us a little bit of a boost to the wheat. So it is having kind of a breakout day, helping to pull up the remainder of the grains.
Now, is that kind of positioning ahead of that report Monday or the holiday Monday, or what are you thinking?
Well, I think it's just mostly more of the fund positioning with the heavy longs on corn side, but they're still holding short on wheat. Big wheat time frame ahead of us. So I think that kind of coincides with timing as well seasonally.
Okay. Livestock side, what's going on there then?
The feeder market and the live cattle market looking for cash trade, which was early trades this week down about $2 to $3. That market is kind of treading water right now, looking for some direction or at least some positive news to go forward. But right now it just seems to be more of a trading range, looking again for something to maybe catapult it back up to those highs.
Okay.
Hogs, on the other hand, are looking for continued support. We hit contract highs, may continue to be in an uptrend going forward as well.
Yeah, just a matter of consumer demand, I suppose, huh?
Right. The high retail prices may be starting to pinch a little bit, or at least showing the box beef coming down from its recent highs, still at historically high levels for this time of year. But overall, I think people are still looking for positives out of the demand side to keep the train rolling.
Anything else we should be aware of?
I think you're going into the extended weekend, closed on President's Day. Markets will open up on Monday evening, 7 o'clock.
U.S. commodities market analyst Dax Whittemeyer.